Lagos State Police spokesperson Captain Elijah Mabor Makwaj tells South Sudan in Focus that the man who was killed was demanding money from a soldier identified as Private Marwal Kao. Makwaj says when the two met at the bus park, the deceased told Kao to immediately pay him a loan he took 5 years ago. He says a small argument ensued, and the two started wrestling before the soldier grabbed a grenade out of his pocket and detonated it.
The tragic incident occurred in Rumbek town, specifically at Ulu Park, when a hand grenade exploded and killed one person on the spot and wounded another three. One in a critical situation and two are stable. And according to the information we received from reliable source, we were told that the motive was the deceased was claiming some money from the owner of a hand grenade.
Makwaj says following his stomach surgery at Rumbek State Hospital, Kao was handed over to police.
After he was operated, after one day he was taken to police custody such that the legal procedures are taken. So he is currently in police custody, waiting for a final order from Attorney General to send him for remand in a main prison where he will receive his treatment until medical report come out, then the case will proceed.
Makwaj says the second injured person has been discharged while the third person is still being treated at Rumbek State Hospital. Makwaj says the same soldier was involved in a separate violent attack 2 days before he detonated a grenade in the bus park.
He committed another crime at a place called Ayanpa Church, where he stabbed a person, Sergeant Major from Wounded Heroes, with a knife. And then they escaped. There were three. Later, after 2 days, he appeared in the town here after the explosion of the grenade. Then when he was evacuated with the rest of the victims all to the hospital, then later on he was identified that this is the one of the wanted person for the previous crime.
Makwaj advises citizens to be cautious when dealing with unarmed people, including soldiers. He also urged the public to follow the law and seek help from the police to resolve the conflicts, rather than taking the law into their hands.
It is obviously clear that when you claim something from somebody and you don't understand yourself with the person, you go to the police, you report the case to the police, and then you open your case, and then the person is apprehended and you are investigated, then you are sent to the court.
Eyewitness Nyankot Dut says he was standing nearby when the explosion occurred. He says he believes it was by God's grace that he survived.
God is great, and I want to thank him, because the explosion occurred very close to me. I didn't know what was happening, so I heard people making noise, and I saw some running away when they saw this man rustling over the garnet.
Another eyewitness, Kwal Marial Malwal, says he too narrowly escaped death.
I would have been counted dead, but God protect me, because I did not know what they were wrestling over. I thought it was just a mere fight without explosive.
Police say it is the first time such an incident has occurred in Rumbek. William Sande Mabor, VOA News, Rumbek, Lagos State.